Cari fratelli e sorelle, buongiorno.
Pope Francis prayed the Angelus with pilgrims and tourists gathered in St. Peter's Square on Sunday, the 25th Sunday in Ordinary Time, focusing his remarks ahead of the traditional prayer of Marian devotion on the parable of the landowner and the wage earners proclaimed as the gospel reading of the day. In that story, Jesus likens the kingdom of God to a landowner who hires day laborers in the early morning, and again at successive hours of the day, at the end of which he instructs his paymaster to give the full day's wage to all the workers, beginning with those hired at the 11th hour. The laborers of the first hour complain of this treatment, to which the landowner replies, "I am not cheating you. Did you not agree with me for the usual daily wage? Take what is yours and go. What if I wish to give this last one the same as you? Or am I not free to do as I wish with my own money? Are you envious because I am generous?" Then Jesus explains the lesson, thus, "The last will be first, and the first will be last."
Serve a provocare in chi ascolta la parabola un salto di livello.
Reflecting on the passage, Pope Francis said, "In reality, the injustice of the landowner serves to provoke in those who hear the parable an increase in understanding. Because Jesus does not want to speak of the problem of labor and of just wages, but of the kingdom of God." The Holy Father went on to say, "The message is this. In the kingdom of God, there are no idle hands. All are called to do their part. And for all at the end, the recompense shall be what comes from divine justice, not human justice, happily. That is, the salvation that Jesus Christ has acquired with his death and resurrection."
Una salvezza che non è meritata, ma donata.
This, said Pope Francis, is a salvation that is not merited, but given, for which the last shall be first, and the first shall be last.